Welcome to G&D Spotlight, the podcast where we shine a light on the ever-evolving world of security tech. I'm Jessica Antonacci, marketing for US PayTech, and today we are joined by G&D's Naresh Rao, Vice President of Payment Cards at G&D. Naresh is a seasoned professional with 25 years of extensive experience in the payment and financial services industry. His experience spans multiple domains, including strategy development, business expansion, sales, and effective team management. His unwavering dedication revolves around creating exceptional value for clients and enabling them to achieve innovation through payment cards. Today, we have a very special episode focusing on accessibility and payments, an essential aspect of our mission to create an inclusive, barrier-free payment landscape. Joining us today are Raul and Prashant from Union Bank, thought leaders in the accessibility space in the financial services industry. I'll now hand it over to Naresh.
Hi, my name is Naresh Rao, and I'm your host for today's podcast. And just to let you all know that I've been with G&D for the past 16 years, and I've seen growth in the payment domain quite extensively. I'm passionate about driving growth and delivering value to our clients through cutting-edge payment technologies. Okay, that's it about me. So let's get off to this podcast. Rahul, what's your role? And a brief introduction about you in Union Bank of India and what do you do would help us get this going. And Prashant can then follow.
Hello, viewers and listeners. I'm Rahul Gambhir, Chief Manager, Digital Accessibility Specialist at Union Bank of India. I have been associated with the banking sector since last 15 years and had worked across various verticals and have handled various profiles across different departments. I had been associated with departments like credit monitoring and compliance and business process transformation, and presently working at Department of Information Technology as Digital Accessibility Specialist. Apart from my banking experience, I am actively engaged with the community and hold honorary positions with organizations working for the upliftment of the visually impaired. I am a graduate and have completed my post-graduation MBA from a leading business school, that is Faculty of Management Studies, University of Delhi.
Wow, that's impressive. Prashant, you would give a brief introduction about yourself?
I am Prashant Naik. I joined Union Bank of India in the year 2012. And since 2022, when this project launched, I am part of Union Access Digital Accessibility Program of Union Bank of India. And at present, my role is as a Digital Accessibility Specialist. So over my 12-year journey, I have worked in various banking areas, including alternate banking channels, customer grievance redressal unit, and also at the regional office level. Throughout my career at the Union Bank of India, I have been fortunate to get opportunities in the area of social banking, such as a contribution in the implementation of talking ATMs. I worked as a resource in conducting special training programs for our visually impaired employees using assistive technology. And I have been always involved in accessibility testing of digital channels and promoting awareness and having inclusion with the bank since 2012. So thank you, Naresh, for this opportunity.
Wow, that's great. Excessive knowledge in the payment domain, especially on the accessibility side. And accessibility remains to be the buzzword nowadays. Now, let's dive into accessibility in banking, technological advancement, and payments. Rahul and Prashant, you are a part of the accessibility team and are constantly innovating new features in banking. Please share us some new age banking technologies and innovations in the banking sector with us, which you're currently working. Over to you, Rahul. We'll start with you, Rahul, and then Prashant can follow.
See, at Union Bank of India, we have taken hosts of initiatives to ensure that the digital banking services remains accessible to everyone, including persons with disabilities. So this is one of the problem statement that we identified in the banking system, that, you know, services are designed on digital platforms, but the accessibility is afterthought. And being a customer of, you know, as a staff member of Union Bank of India, we are the first customers of the bank. And I bank with some other banks also in past and in present as well. So this problem statement was something which was bothering persons with disabilities and was resulting in exclusion of persons with visual impairment while availing banking services. So at Union Bank of India, we have taken several initiatives, starting from, you know, conceptualizing new products and institutionalizing the work related to accessibility and ensuring that it sustains. To give you a few examples, we have ensured that our digital spaces is free from the inaccessible or the image-based CAPTCHA. The image-based CAPTCHA provides the challenge, is the biggest challenge for a visually impaired person who is using assistive technology to access any website or portal. So at Union Bank of India, what we have done is we have ensured that our CAPTCHA remains accessible, and the CAPTCHA which is implemented is a logical CAPTCHA, wherein some question is given to the customer or the user of that particular service, that 10 plus 2, 10 minus 2, and the user is able to log into the service. To talk about other areas, we have a web page, dedicated web page on banking accessibility, which is again an industry first initiative in the country. That web page provides list of host of services that are available with Union Bank of India in an accessible format, or I say the inclusive banking services which are available at the bank. To give you some more examples, bank has implemented Alexa-based banking, which is AI-based banking service, and a voice-based banking service, wherein the user can, with the help of voice, avail host of services, which is an inclusive banking services for able-bodied and for persons with disabilities. Apart from this, bank has a dedicated WhatsApp banking service. We call it as UVCon, Union Virtual Connect. So that service is inclusive because it empowers a person who is hearing impaired to avail and use the banking services with ease and convenience. And as you must be aware that, you know, we are also using the WhatsApp banking service. Every now and then we are using WhatsApp. And if our bank comes on WhatsApp, it makes our life easier. So this is an inclusive banking service which we are offering, an inclusive banking channel we are offering. Apart from this, I was telling you about the web page that we have prepared. On that web page, we have a lot of content. We have prepared the user manuals. Bank has uploaded user manuals, instruction user manuals for different channels. How to use a talking ATM, how to use internet banking, how to use other related apps. And you'll appreciate the fact that these user manual or instructional manuals are published in accessible formats, that is the accessible PDF format, the DAISY audiobook format, and in the BRF, in the Braille format. If someone wants to take the printout or embossed in Braille, that can also be done. The most important offering where we have created a service level differentiation in the industry and which industry is also, you know, following, is launch of Braille debit card, India's first Braille debit card. We call it as Union Sparsh debit card. This is an interesting product which is appreciated by the industry, by the disability sector and the community as large. This card basically has a letter U in Braille and a notch, which makes a visually impaired person easier to identify the card, the orientation of the card, and use the card effectively. The card also comes with the terms and conditions in Braille, so that a visually impaired person is able to, you know, read the terms and conditions and know the features of the card in detail. And the dependence on the dependence can be reduced, and the independence can be, you know, enhanced. And it is basically giving an inclusive and inclusive banking experience, because at Union Bank of India, we strongly believe that, you know, every customer segment is important for us. So this persons with disability customer segment presents a huge opportunity before the bank to, you know, to extend banking services and count them as one of our customer segment and make them part of the financial system and ensure financial inclusion of persons with disabilities.
Wow, that's great work you all are doing there. We also believe that accessibility opens up financial services to a broader audience, which includes over 1.3 billion people globally with disabilities and aging population, fostering financial inclusion and tapping into significant market opportunity. From your example, I can say that it is equally important to be user-centric and inclusive in product design, as well as in providing dedicated support and services. It is very true that nothing for us without us. Prashant, what are the best practices for effectively enhancing physical accessibility in banking and payments?
Yeah, Naresh, you rightly said, nothing for us without us. So taking that statement in the area of physical accessibility, the most important best practice to start with, I can say, inclusion of persons with disability in the process. So as we are talking about physical accessibility, so we have large number of bank branches, we have large number of bank machines available, and we have transformative digital journey, digital banking, but still a large population is using branch banking, including persons with disabilities. So there are laid down practices, guidelines on physical accessibility. To talk about India scenario, there is a recent development in the form of Department of Financial Services, that is Minister of Finance Department, looking after banking and finances in India, has come out with accessibility standards and guidelines for banking sector in the month of February 2024. So this has laid down many best practices. So if you think about a physical access, of course, it's infrastructure accessibility, built environment accessibility. So one has to look into starting from the approach area, that is entrance to the premises itself. Then within premises, what can be the best accessibility practices like waiting area, the counters, signages, there can be accessible toilets requirements, the illumination or lighting requirements. Even simple things like having a magnification glass for persons with low vision or senior citizens. So these all needs to be considered in the best practices. So I will start with, say, for example, the most important is as we enter into the bank or a branch, we need some information. So the information service counters that needs to be providing access, keeping in mind that people with special needs, person with disabilities, will be having maybe the short sight, dwarfism, or children, persons with wheelchairs, sensory disabilities, they all needs to be considered having access to the information desk or service counters. It can be further added with a special counter service. So that is important practice has to be done in case of designing your premises. So another guidelines which will help for banking sector to follow is There are harmonized guidelines and standards for universal accessibility in India 2021, which is published by Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. So that has laid down guidelines on the ramps, handrails, the surfaces, the tactile path, which are towards reaching to the specific counters within ATM kiosks. Or today we have bank machines from ATM, bunch note acceptor, we have passbook printers, we have depositors. check depositor. So every machine also needs to be have physical accessibility features, which are laid down in the guidelines. One of the guidelines which can be also referred as a best practice to be considered is Indian Accessibility Standards, that is IS-17802, which has hardware accessibility. So it has laid down all the standards that needs to be considered. So in addition to this, I would like to also add on our cards, which are important payment system, which are physical cards. So their access on using the card, and for the card usage machines, like as we already mentioned, ATMs, the another machine is like point of sale. That accessibility there has to be enhanced. So that is very much important consideration on physical accessibility. And while doing this as a best practice is inclusion, as we mentioned, of persons with disability in the process for evaluation, for taking feedback from them. Community engagement is important because then one can get to know what are the requirements, the consultation with the disability advocate groups to understand the challenges faced by the disabled customers and refine the services accordingly is something required. So another thing which add to the best practices is dedicated support service. So banks needs to have, or financial institutions can have, a support staff, a trained staff, so that they can serve services, customers with disability with the better services, like, for example, hearing impaired persons required a sign language communication method, or there can be a method like relay services, transcriber services. So these are all services or infrastructure enhancements will definitely add physical accessibility, which is a multifaceted effort, and that involves upgrading infrastructure, training staff, adopting even inclusive technologies, as I mentioned, the relay services for hearing impaired, and engaging with the community.
That's impressive. You rightly said integrating accessibility across both physical and digital ensures a barrier-free customer journey, which also enhances the flexibility and convenience in banking services. We at GND, we have several physical products aimed at enhancing accessibility. One example is a biometric card that removes the need for customers to use password, pins, or a mobile device to authenticate their transactions. Rahul, do you see biometric security features making a difference for customers with disabilities? Also, share your bank's innovation in card products.
So, biometric plays a very important role in ensuring inclusive banking services for illiterate and for persons with disabilities. We have seen that Aadhaar-based payment system has, you know, gained good momentum in the country, wherein the illiterate persons, or the persons living in the rural India, are able to, you know, withdraw cash using the Aadhaar-based payment services and deposit cash by authenticating with the biometrics enrolled with the UDID. So this biometric definitely plays an important role, but, you know, I would rather emphasize on that we are moving to the digital world, and the digital world requires more of, you know, the apps which are inclusive and accessible and meets the accessibility standards for everyone. The phone's inbuilt capabilities, which already has biometric or the face ID. The phone's inbuilt capabilities, which already has the biometric and the face ID, is something leveraged by the apps, mobile banking apps nowadays, to ensure the security of the, you know, digital services offerings. So definitely, to answer your question, yes, biometric plays an important role, and it will continue creating an impact in ensuring the security and making the banking services delivery process more secure, effective, agile, and, you know, inclusive for everyone. The second part of the question which you asked about is what innovations or what product design Union Bank of India has carried out So I'll give you two quick examples. One is we have an app which is called uToken app. So what did this app does? This app basically allows the corporate customers to generate a unique token which they can use to verify their internet banking transaction. Now, what we have done, we have enhanced the accessibility of this app so that the code, when gets refreshed, this code gets refreshed every 60 seconds. And whenever this code gets refreshed, the user must be able to hear the code with the assistive technology. So we have developed, we have ensured that this app remains accessible and inclusive to everyone. The second example which I would like to give you about the Union Sparsh debit card, which I talked about earlier also. The Sparsh debit card is an innovation in the industry which has been replicated by other players as well. The card provides a notch and a letter U in Braille, which helps a visually impaired person to easily identify the card's orientation and understand which bank this cards belong to, because we are using cards from different banks. Apart from this, the card has a good visual aesthetic so that a person with low vision can easily, you know, read the card number. The color contrast is ensured so that this card remains accessible to everyone. Now, Bini, you know, what happens basically whenever the services for visually impaired or persons with disabilities are designed by any of the players, the service provider, do it for as a ritual, or I'll not say as a ritual, I'll say rather the service provider doesn't ensure the sustainability of that service in long term, because the scalability is a challenge in case of, you know, designing services. It is not a challenge. This is what the service providers feel, that scalability is a challenge. But at Union Bank of India, what we have done is we have ensured that the end-to-end process is SOP-driven, so that no human intervention is there and the processes get integrated in the existing processes of the organization. And across the country, anywhere in the country, anyone goes to Union Bank of India and can apply for the Sparsh debit card. It is not a specialized this doesn't require any specialized processes to be followed or can be applied through a specialized branch. Across the country, anyone can go to any of the Union Bank of India branch and request for a Sparsh debit card, and the person can avail. So we have ensured through our core banking solution, the process remains end-to-end digitized, and there is no denial or there is no there is no impediments in availing the service that the person has to come to a specialized branch to avail that service. We have ensured that the service remains accessible through all our branches. And this is what we have implemented. The card comes with a welcome letter in Braille. And this is a unique offering by the bank. Yes.
We believe in enhancing accessibility and usability through solutions with larger text, high contrast modes and screen reader compatibility, combined with simplified interfaces and voice-assisted technologies for ease of use, and also increasing and improving our security by advanced security features like biometric authentication, be it fingerprint or facial recognition, or voice-based authentication and accessible two-factor authentication. Rahul, can you talk about how developing an accessible payment ecosystem helps in expanding your customer base and in parallel fostering sustainable growth?
So, you know, I'll say that nowadays in India, if you see the everything, new company is coming and, you know, digitalizing its processes, and doorstep services are available. You think of getting the grocery, it is available in minutes, in fraction of minutes at your doorstep. We think of getting our homes clean. There is a dedicated app for, you know, for that as well. So we think anything under the sun, and we have an app available for that. But the usability of that, this app, how it completes, at the end, you have to make the payment, right? So making that payment is through the banking channel, bank, these apps doesn't have any other option. They have to go through these banking channels. And now if these banking channels are not made accessible, then they lose the customer at the end of the journey. So somehow, to give you an example, say I have decided to get grocery for my home, and I see that this app provides good service and the app is also accessible to everyone. So I'll download that app and add services to the cart, add goods to the cart, and go to the payment page, and I find that, oh my God, the payment page remains inaccessible. Then the entire ecosystem, the chain gets broken, and the service provider who has put in best in efforts to ensure that persons with disabilities onboard on their platforms, they lose the customer. If it would have been other way around, the apps would have been made accessible, the banking channel would have made accessible, it definitely meant a customer, it definitely meant a business case for both, for the service provider and for the banking channel. Now, the second part which I would like to, emphasize upon is that, say, if you provide accessible and inclusive banking services to persons with disabilities, the family members of the persons with disabilities also have higher tendency to use those services, because it gives a good impression that, the service provider is ensuring that their service remains accessible and inclusive to everyone. Now, ensuring this actually results in enhanced user experience. So you have now third segment of customers who will be using the service. First is persons with disabilities. Second is their family members and their friends. And the third segment is people who like, enhanced customer service and better user experience. And as per a research study also, the research study concluded that people are ready to pay, 86% of people are ready to pay higher amount for better service, right? So enhancing accessibility not only empowers the differently abled customer segment, but also empowers their friends and family members and other customers, which may result in higher numbers for the business. We always believe that, accessibility is a business case. It is a good thing to do. That's absolutely right. It is a legal imperative. That is also correct. But it is a business case for the businesses. So businesses must think about it. The corporations must think about it to ensure the accessibility is part of their product offerings journey.
Prashant, the question to you was, can you talk about how developing an accessible payment ecosystem helps in expanding your customer base and at the same time fostering sustainable growth?
Right. So we are talking about accessibility. We are talking about payments. We are talking about financial services for all stakeholders. And as we discuss about ecosystem, it's about developing the holistic solution that will cater to the needs of large customer base that definitely is having features, as we have discussed about Union Spurs card, which is a very specific card for specific segment of customers, having accessibility features. Our AGM sir talked about the different types of offerings by the Union Bank of India in the area of cards, from debit card, credit card, virtual cards, and also having the features of cash withdrawal through different channels. So in the system of payments and transactions, we have today a whole lot of digital offerings, which I think in the beginning, our AGM sir described about types of payments and transactions we are getting from online, from mobile, from card payments. So if we have a payment system design with accessibility and universal design principles, it is proven that it is going to be, I think, offerings, information, and the transactions to the larger customer base, because we have huge number of persons, not only persons with disabilities, we have huge number of persons with special needs. If we talk about disabilities, it's not just permanent disability we see. There is an invisible disability, which is a large number. There is a large number of situational disabilities we come across. For example, I am hospitalized and I can use only one hand for some days due to some fracture, right? Or situational where I'm traveling in a bus or an auto rickshaw or in a car where things are moving. I need to use my phone to complete a very important transaction, but I'm not able to reach out to the touch point. Correct. Similarly, we need to have payment system which required multiple channels. Today we have seen very good change through QR system where contactless transaction is happening. So I remember the COVID days where we used to have contactless advisory. And this is something which is really good to have contactless payments system available. Like NCMC cards are there. We can do tap and pay payment systems, right? So yes, one can improve on ecosystem. Like authentication is something which is important in this case because we are in the era of cyber frauds. So in this, we need to have secure transaction, which is part of the payment. And it not only depend on one factor, we have two-factor, three-factor authentication. We have simplified also authentication. We have seen technologies like auto-detect of SMS or technologies like face recognition is used. Even today, voice authentication is something usable, right? So this is what basic, I think, the thing to hear is provide options, think about needs of different stakeholders, and develop the solutions. That will definitely going to have accessible payment and it will automatically reach to the wider audience, wider customer base and their needs.
Let's pivot to a broader perspective. This question is to Prashant. Prashant, how do you see the future of accessibility in financial services evolving over the next given 5 years?
We are happy that we are, as part of the Union Access, we are able to get the first-hand experience of bringing the change in accessible banking. And as a assistive technology user myself, so I have understanding of how technology, assistive technology, adaptive technology is advancing. And being a banker, so within bank, we are experiencing the new age banking and how it is shaping the financial landscape in India. So before I think about or talk about the future of accessibility in financial services, let me reflect just 5 years or 10 years ago when ATM or net banking was the main digital banking channels. But now today we have UPI, which is very large and has made really transactions so simple. The QR code or self-serve banking. We also discuss in this about journeys. So that has become a keyword where the customer-driven journeys are going to be a future where customer-induced operations like opening their account through online mode, opening deposits. So that is a lot happening and going to further advance. And if we take the latest, there was in Mumbai, Global FinTech Technology Exhibition. So where we saw a lot of advancements in the financial sector. And if I just relate that to accessibility, because finally, as accessibility requirement, I'm a person with low vision or Rahul with blindness. So we have technologies like magnification, screen reader, which is the main technology for us to access, which is having digital text, digital environment. And if the environment or the newer technology, which is becoming more and more digital, which has capability to be accessible by design is going to be a great future for us. So technological advancements, like as we are already experiencing AI-driven apps in our day-to-day life as a blind person. So similar technology usage in the banking and financial sectors is going to be a real game changer. A biometric authentication, that is something is going to be reducing our journey for authentication using forms or some other methods, right? So AI is going to be also used and improve like voice assisted banking. We already have some banking channels, but we see a huge development in this area, and people with disabilities are going to be benefited by that. Tomorrow, we may see a lot of banking channels on the wearable devices or smart glasses. That is also, I think, as a future financial service, and that will be more accessible. And most important thing is the standards which are laid down. So we talk about accessibility and we always talk about the WCAG, that is Web Content Accessibility Standards, which are from the W3C. So these are the global standards and they are also evolving. Now we have today WCAG 2.2. We are in the pipeline of WCAG 3.0, which is considering each and every digital environment, platform, coming up technologies. So compliance and following those standards will ensure that the platforms will be inclusive. Today, mobile is a part of our journey. It is for everything we are using. So mobile is offering almost not only just a banking transaction. We can do multiple things from our Demat account opening to even many lifestyle things are possible. So all that is going to grow a lot. And there will be talk about the like the UPI. There will be transformation like unified interfaces, like for lending interfaces, ULI, which is going to be coming soon. So the UPI has transformed the things in India and it is becoming global thing. Similarly, we are looking forward this digital public infrastructure like ULI. So AI, ML is going to be used in chatbots, voice bots. So there is a limitless opportunities for future growth in financial services. We are already going through the transformation, and I'm really hopeful that this is not only just going to be advancing the financial sector services, but also adding accessibility into that.
Well, that's an exciting vision for the future. But before we wrap up, do you have any key takeaways for our listeners? Rahul, Prashant, anybody could take this.
So to add to Rahul's addition is digital accessibility means freedom for every aspect of everybody, every aspect of daily life. And just I will quote how accessible solutions can become a business case. It is already a compelling business case because we have seen the customer base increased. The cost of companies is going to be increased if it is not considered. So just to quote, one of our hearing impaired customers has given feedback as a Union Bank of India case of accessibility of initiating, implementing is... what she has quoted in one of the email groups is maybe better to change accessible accounts if possible to Union Bank of India as they are known for accessibility. So if you are accessible, you are being considered as a more better organization to approach. So thanks for listening.
Yes, the future seems to be very bright, I'll say. We'll see loads of new initiatives coming in. The AI and ML has also... cropped in. So a lot of new initiatives will be coming in. The government is also very much focused on Digital India, and through ease reforms, enhance access in service excellence. The government is focused in on ensuring digitized services from public sector banks as well. The future seems to be very promising that the mobile ecosystem will also improve, the digital accessibility ecosystem will also improve, and services will be more tech-driven. So accessibility is definitely part of it. And more and more customers will be onboarded on digital channels as the penetration of internet and mobiles increases in the country, which has also already increased manifold. But there is a lot more scope that more people get access to the digital services. And I also see that the services will be more available in vernacular language. Right now, the language becomes a barrier. So more and more services will be available in the vernacular language, which will result in more penetration. And apart from this, the security aspect of the services will also enhance, and more people will start adopting these services on digital channels. And as the penetration increases, the accessibility demand will increase, and people will be more keen towards using and availing the inclusive and accessible banking services.
It's always a great feeling to get acknowledged by your customers, your clients for the services that you do. Now we have reached the final segment of a podcast, the rapid fire round, industry trends. I'll ask a series of quick questions and you will need to respond with the first thing that comes to your mind. So there's no time to overthink. So I will. It's just probably a word, a statement, a keyword, a buzzword, anything. Physical accessibility, is it a competitive advantage or just compliance?
It is a competitive advantage.
Rahul, the next one is to you. What's more transformative, biometrics or voice recognition for accessibility?
Biometrics.
Prashant, the next one goes to you. Biometric payment cards, game changer or just the beginning?
Game changer.
Rahul, the next one's to you. What's more important for accessible design, simplicity or security?
I'd rather say both. Both. You can take it as both.
Thank you, Rahul and Prashant, for sharing your insight and experiences with us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. I want to end the podcast by highlighting two key principles of accessibility. Now, first one is payments and bankings are fundamental rights of individuals to exercise their rights in society. Accessibility benefits everyone. We adopt accessibility in payment designs, which ultimately benefits everyone. And thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode of the GND Spotlight podcast. Remember, making payments and banking accessible is not just a responsibility, but an opportunity to innovate and lead the way in inclusivity. Stay tuned for our next episode, and until then, keep breaking barriers. Thank you.
Subscribe now so you never miss an episode. We can't wait to share these exciting conversations with you.